You're listening to an African Elements top news story for February 17, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Jesse Jackson's Living Blueprint for Black Political Power. The world paused on February 17, 2026, as news spread that Reverend Jesse Lewis Jackson Sr. had passed away at the age of 84. He was a giant of the civil rights movement. He was a man who took the lessons of the past and built a map for the future. Many organizers look at his life today as a living blueprint for how to win power in America. His work spanned over 60 years of marches, voter drives, and labor battles. He spent his final days battling Parkinson's disease and a rare condition called progressive supranuclear palsy. Even as his body weakened, his mind remained on the struggle. Visitors noted that he would squeeze their hands to communicate when he could no longer speak. This quiet strength was a final act of resistance from a man who never stopped fighting for the locked-out people of the world. Today, as President Donald Trump leads the nation, the strategies Jackson left behind are more important than ever for those fighting for representation in a divided country. He proved that protest could move from the sidewalk to the ballot box. Jesse Jackson started his journey in the heat of the 1960s. He traveled to Selma, Alabama, in 1965 to join the voting rights marches. It was there that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. saw his leadership skills. Dr. King appointed him to the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, or SCLC. This organization was the political arm of the Black Church. It used the moral authority and money of the church to fight for change. The SCLC was different from other groups because it focused on direct action like marches and boycotts. The relationship between the SCLC and the Black Church was vital. Churches provided a safe space for people to meet without fear of white bosses. This base allowed the movement to stay independent. Jackson learned how to organize large groups of people during this time. He was with Dr. King at the Lorraine Motel in Memphis when the leader was killed in 1968. While there was a debate among King's inner circle about Jackson's role that day, he emerged as a leader for the next generation. One of the most powerful parts of the Jackson blueprint was Operation Breadbasket. This was the economic wing of the SCLC in Chicago. Jackson did not just ask people to stop buying from certain stores. He turned the boycott into a data-driven machine. This was called selective buying. He researched which companies made money in black neighborhoods but did not hire black workers. Then, he forced those companies to sign covenants or formal agreements. By 1967, his work in Chicago brought $15 million in new annual income to the black community. He helped create 2,000 new jobs in only 15 months. This was a major part of the struggle for economic justice during that era. He showed that black people could use their consumer power as a weapon. This model is the ancestor of modern corporate diversity rules used today. In the 1980s, Jackson ran for president of the United States. His campaigns in 1984 and 1988 changed the face of American politics. He created the Rainbow Coalition. This group brought together people from all walks of life. It included black and Latino activists, family farmers, and members of the LGBTQ+ community. He called this an intersectional approach because it focused on the common struggles shared by different groups. Jackson used the metaphor of a quilt to explain his vision. He said that each group was like a patch on a quilt. Alone, a patch cannot keep you warm, but together they make a strong blanket. His 1988 run was especially powerful. He won 7 million votes and finished first or second in most primary contests. He proved that a progressive coalition of diverse people could compete at the highest levels of power. This was a massive shift away from the Reconstruction-era failures that kept marginalized people out of office. Jackson did more than just run for office. He changed the rules of how the Democratic Party chooses its candidates. In 1984, he noticed that the winner-take-all rules were unfair. He won 20% of the popular vote but only got about 10% of the delegates. He pressured the party to move toward proportional allocation. This meant that if a candidate won 15% of the vote, they would get a fair share of delegates. This rule change was a major victory. it made it possible for future candidates like Barack Obama to win. Without these rules, the party machines could have blocked Obama's path in 2008. Jackson's work ensured that the voices of grassroots voters could be heard. He took the power out of smoke-filled rooms and gave it back to the people. This was a key part of his effort to tear down walls and build bridges. Many political experts call Jackson a pathfinder. Barack Obama famously said that his own victory would not have been possible without Jackson's runs in the 80s. Jackson showed that a black man could win in states with many white voters, like Michigan. He built the ground game that other campaigns later used. He proved that the South was not a lost cause for progressive candidates. This legacy continued through the 2024 Democratic National Convention. Jackson appeared there in a wheelchair, and the crowd gave him a long-standing ovation. Leaders like Kamala Harris were viewed as the fulfillment of the rainbow vision. The convention marked a symbolic transfer of leadership from the old guard to a new generation. Jackson's voter crusade was the literal ancestor of the modern political base that supports leaders of color today. Today's activists use three main ideas from Jackson as their manual. The first is that hands that picked cotton can now pick presidents. This means that the goal of protest is to gain political power at the ballot box. Organizations like Fair Fight, founded by Stacey Abrams, follow this model. They focus on registering voters and fighting suppression. They know that a massive turnout can change the direction of a state. The second idea is economic reciprocity. Jackson taught that racial justice and money are linked. He used the Wall Street Project to demand that major companies hire minority-owned firms. This laid the groundwork for modern ESG standards that measure how companies treat their workers and the environment. Finally, he focused on finding common ground. He believed that poor people of all races have more in common with each other than with the wealthy elite. In July 2023, Jackson stepped down as president of the Rainbow Push Coalition. He handed the leadership to Reverend Frederick Haynes III. Haynes had been a mentee of Jackson for many years. He is the pastor of a large church in Dallas and is known for his social justice work. This move was a critical moment for preserving the blueprint for the future. Haynes represents a continuation of Jackson's work, but with new focuses. He has spoken about environmental racism and how climate change hurts black and brown neighborhoods. He also focuses on civil rights, which is about economic empowerment. This passing of the torch ensures that the organization will continue to fight for the community while adapting to new challenges. The merger of Operation Push and the Rainbow Coalition in 1996 created a single force that is still active today. In his last years, Jackson remained active in the movement despite his health. He joined the family of Ahmaud Arbery in 2021 during the trial of his killers. He wanted to show that the fight for justice never ends. His presence provided a link between the 1960s civil rights battles and modern movements. He believed that the strong family bonds found in the black community are the foundation of all activism. Jackson's death marks the end of an era, but his blueprint lives on. He spent 64 years of his life as a servant leader. He taught that the hands that picked cotton can change the world. His life was a testament to the power of organization and the importance of never losing hope. While the man has passed, the machine he built continues to drive the struggle for equality in the 21st century. Copyright, African Elements.